2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, police continue to speak to the family of Brian Laundrie at this hour. A few police officers came out just about 10 minutes ago to search a family car that's been in the driveway for days. Second,
the Salt Lake County DA says an officer-involved shooting in Pioneer Park was justified, but newly released evidence shows the suspect wasn't even supposed to be in the country the day of the shooting. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Lynn Thomas.
Slowing in stretches in Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis counties, but the slowest is northbound I-15, Kaysville to Clearfield. Lynn Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures in the 80s today, but some showers will move in tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
86 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
A verdict in a case that made national headlines and was the focus of a TV documentary.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Robert Durst, guilty of the crime of first-degree murder.
New York real estate millionaire and real estate heir Robert Durst was convicted of first-degree murder of his best friend Susan Berman in the year 2000. An independent advisory panel voted unanimously to recommend Pfizer's COVID-19 booster shots for anyone 65 and older or at risk of severe disease from COVID. The panel stopped short, though, of recommending the third dose to the general public.
There are different views of the data, and a discussion of differing opinions is critical to assist us in making our regulatory determination.
Dr. Peter Marks, the FDA's vaccine chief. General Frank McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command, admits that last month's deadly drone strike near Kabul was a mistake. He says they thought the terrorist in the car they were targeting was not a civilian. Gary Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Two of Utah's top lawmakers are voicing their displeasure with President Biden's business vaccine order. Senate President Stuart Adams says vaccines are the key to ending the pandemic, but the government shouldn't force them.
There's three goals in my mind. We want to protect people's health and vaccine to do that. We want to keep businesses open and vaccines help do that. And we want to keep kids in school. And vaccines help do that. So let's encourage people to get vaccinated, but let's not do it in a way that causes, again, animosity and the friction we're seeing around the nation. There's a better way.
House Speaker Brad Wilson agrees.
It's just not the role of government. And so I think we're pretty clear in the actions that we would like to take to do what we can to ensure that this responsibility is not foisted on businesses in terms of them being required by OSHA or the federal government to require vaccines of their employees. We are struggling in this state. The business community is getting enough workers as it is, and to have people not be able to keep their jobs because they refuse to get a vaccine would be problematic for everybody.
Governor Spencer Cox told us yesterday he supports empowering businesses to make the right decision for their employees. President Adams feels the same way, but says there needs to be some exceptions.
I would hope that if they make that decision, they would find a way to accommodate those who have a personal objection. And I think they'll find that there are far and few between, and that it will diffuse some of the challenges we're seeing, both political and the animosity that we're feeling around the country and around the state. Let's diffuse that, and let's make sure that we try to do it. We move forward in what I would say is the Utah way, in trying to accommodate everyone.
Both lawmakers say they're waiting to see the final details of when the order is officially released. If they're not able to work out a better fit for Utah, the House and Senate are ready to call a special legislative session to address the matter. Adams and Wilson also stand by Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes and his threat to pursue legal action against the Biden administration. Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Len Thomas.
On your way into the weekend, northbound I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, sluggish. Bluffdale to Sandy and 3300 South to 1300 South. You've got a crash in the mix at 106 South and 45th South. And then coming out of the downtown ramps, southbound I-15 rolling with a good tempo, then bogging at the South Interchange on down past the Living Planet Aquarium into Bluffdale. And eastbound I-80 a little bit slow up the hill of Parley Summit. Michelle?
Well, we're looking good coming over the point of the mountain, southbound I-15, until you're hitting about Lehigh's Main Street, slowing down. The biggest delays are going to be from Pioneer Crossing into Pleasant Grove, a little more slowing as you're headed into Linden. The delays that are near University Parkway and Orem have just about cleared. Also seeing some delays for drivers on University Parkway in Orem. Steve?
And we have delays for Davis County drivers. Northbound I-15 from Kaysville past the mall in Layton all the way up into Clearfield. Southbound still thick and slow between 31st Street and Ogden down into Sunset. Northbound 89, delays linger from Cherry Lane up to I-84. Even southbound Highway 89, a little slow there coming down a hill through Uinta to the I-84 ramps. Wheatland Seed offers real food for storage, lab-tested and verified chemical-free. Their fall stock-up sales going on now, available for store pickup or home delivery at wheatlandseed.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for the seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, today's been beautiful. Sunny skies, a little breezy this afternoon. That breeze is going to kind of push the smoke around. Some thunderstorms are entering southern Utah tonight, and they'll push north during the day on Saturday, bringing us some scattered rain showers with a high of 81. Partly cloudy Sunday with some south winds again picking up ahead of another cold front that comes in Sunday night. That'll cool us off big time for Monday. Highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Sun pops back out by Tuesday, Wednesday, and next week we'll stay in the 70s with plenty of sun. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Let's head back out to Macy's in Orem, and that's where we find Alex Curie this afternoon. Alex?
Yeah, hey, Maria. We just had our second ice cream eating contest. We still have our adult ice cream eating contest. This is how we roll at the Orem Macy's today. We've got tickets to BYU Arizona State that we are giving away. Also, you just come, scan the QR code. We still have that swag box hidden somewhere inside the store. It's royal blue. I'm just going to give you the hint right now. It's crunchy, it's salty, and that's where you're going to find me. And that's the deal. You just come in and find that box, and you can claim it and go to the BYU-Arizona State game and get some BYU swag. On top of it, we got the rib smoking out here in front. The store director, Joe, has done an amazing job. It's a party out here so that you can get your party at home started right. The tailgate here means you can get your tailgate going at your house. Macy's does it right. All the fresh produce you can handle, all the amazing fresh meats, and the best prices on all of your party foods as well. They even have a whole swag section for you to buy your BYU gear to get ready for the game. So come down to the Orem Macy's. We're going to be here all the way till 7 o'clock. Enter and you win a $50 gift card every hour as well. So come right here down to the Macy's in Orem, State Street, 800 North.
This is a classic good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is the Labor Day weekend is now over, but the good news is the Labor Day promotion at Intellibed is not over. It continues on through Monday, September 20th at the Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale next to Olive Garden, and in Logan, and of course, the great, great deal is available when you call 888-435-2339 or go to Intellibed.com. This is an opportunity for you to save up to $1,500 on the Intellibed that you have been wanting. The Labor Day sale has been continued at all of the Intellibed stores. Don't miss your chance to really find out what the gel matrix is all about and why you can sleep firm and soft at the same time. Save up to $1,500 on your Intellibed now at your Intellibed store.
We do have some breaking news on KSL News Radio. The police chief in Florida is now talking to CNN News about the disappearance of Gabby Petito. Let's see what we can learn from this interview.
And that is just a coincidence that it's the same time that we're there.
So when you said Brian is not there, is he just not talking to your officers? In other words, it's just his parents, or is he actually physically not in the home? And if so, do you know why?
He's physically not in the home, as far as I'm aware right now. We are strictly just talking to the parents.
So is this the first time they've reached out to try to speak to you?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so obviously, you know, it could be very significant. I understand, though, you're not yet sure, because they're talking as you and I are talking. Let me ask you one other thing, if I could, Chief. Laundrie's sister did speak out this morning in an interview. Just listen to a clip of what she said.
I haven't been able to talk to him. I wish I could talk to him. I've cooperated every way that I can. I wish I had information where I would give more.
So, obviously, Chief, you know all of this better than anyone. There were 10 days between the time Brian Laundrie returned home and when Gabby Petito was reported missing by her own family. He never reported her missing. Do you think his family knows more than they've offered thus far?
Well, you know, Gabby lived in a house, too, here in Northport. So, I mean, if Brian returned without Gabby, you would think people would be asking, where's Gabby at? So there had to be some type of conversation and dialogue with the parents and with the other family members. So, you know, I'm a reasonable person, but I would believe that, yes, they do know something.
It would certainly seem so. Anything they know is something at this point. Chief, just one other question here. Do you know why Brian isn't in the home or where he is?
Right now, currently, I don't know where he's at right now. He could be anywhere. I don't know.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
And again, that is the police chief in Northport, Florida, speaking with a CNN reporter about the missing woman, Gabby Petito, and Brian Laundrie. And the police chief just basically confirming that his police officers are speaking with Brian Laundrie's parents right now, but not indicating what they have said.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.